Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, Davis and Emmer this morning. We are going to go live to Kuwait to talk to our friend Tom Lyons, who is embedded with the Minnesota National Guard, doing their job over there. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning from Kuwait, guys. How you doing?
We're doing good. You sound great.
Well, we're broadcasting from the USO tent at Camp Virginia in Kuwait, over here with the 1st Brigade Combat Team, Minnesota National Guard. As you know, we've been talking about it for weeks. They've got 26 or 2,700 soldiers over here doing a great job helping pull all our troops out of Iraq and all their equipment, and they're working hard and doing a great job. It's about it's cool over here. It's only about 65 degrees today, sunny and dusty, and here we are in the middle of all of it. I wish you were here.
What's the temperature?
It's a cool day today. I got Major Rickard standing here, and he's cold. It's only 65 degrees. He's used to 130 now. So,
hey Tom,
and we've got two members of the.
Tom Emmer, why don't you just fill people in again, because they don't always know all the details. How long have these folks been over there?
Well, this once again, we've talked about this for a long time. The 1st Brigade Combat Team was on the longest deployment a couple of years ago, 2009 and 10. And now they're over here since about July on the largest deployment since World War II for the Minnesota National Guard. And they're doing a great job on convoy duty and protecting the bases. And we've got two soldiers from the 1st Brigade with us today to, so that you can let them know how
we'd love
are
to
going
hear
back home.
We'd love for them to be able to say hello to their families, too.
Well, joining us first is Corporal Chad Garlock. He's from St. Cloud. Chad, say hello to Tom Emmer and Bob Davis.
Hey, Tom and Bob.
Hey. Good morning, Chad.
It's a wonderful day out in Kuwait.
Yeah, we hear. We got snow here, Chad.
I'm glad I'm missing it.
We don't have snow here. He's
we
lying
do.
To you.
Southwestern
Way Minnesota. South of Minnesota. So where's your family from? Where are you from? Tell us about yourself a little bit. And say hello to your family,
well,
too.
Hi, Mom and Dad. You know, I'm from St. Cloud, Minnesota. My parents live in Rice. And right now I'm a graduate student at St. Cloud State University, finishing that up as soon as I get back. And this is my third deployment. I was over with the 1st BCT for that long deployment and got a nice little break for 4 or 5 years to go to school full time. And, well, here I am again.
And you're not out with Occupy Minnesota, huh?
Actually, when I was home on R&R, I was taking the light rail up north back up to St. Cloud from the airport, and I saw them over by the Metrodome and everything. I thought about stopping by, but I was in uniform, so I thought that would be highly inappropriate.
Thanks, Corporal.
He's busy occupying Kuwait and helping our men and women out of Iraq, guys.
Who else you got?
We also have with us Private First Class Lindsey Williams. Lindsey, say hello to Bob and Tom.
Hello, Tom. Hello, Bob.
Hey.
Lindsey.
So tell us where you're from and say hello to your family.
I'm from Coon Rapids, Minnesota. I'd like to say hello to my mom out in Coon Rapids and my brother out in Bloomington.
All right. So tell us, how's it going?
Tell them what you're doing.
It's going well. I've been here for a few months now, getting acclimated, working a lot. I'm part of public affairs, so I'm usually running around, if not with my weapon, then with my camera. So it's a lot of fun. And I've been having a good time taking a break from being at home. The Army's pretty much been the last year of my life, and I've been loving every minute of it, absorbing as much as I can, kind of on the fast track to my first deployment. So it's really nice to be a part of history at this point. It'll be something great to look back on in my life.
Anything that surprised you when you got there, since you've been there? Something that maybe we wouldn't know about?
I don't know that I would say a lot surprised me. I didn't come in with too many expectations. I just came in with open mind, open senses, just ready for whatever could be brought to me. So I'm definitely taking it all in, taking it all in stride. And I'm learning a lot about it, so...
Fair enough.
It's been very good.
Thank you. Good luck.
Guys...
Yes.
Thank you.
Guys, it took about a day to get over here, And Ben, you guys met Ben. He's still napping over in the corner over here, but I'm doing well.
Don't say Ben's napping. He's not going to like hearing that.
Tom, you're like the Energizer bunny. You just keep going.
I keep going. You know, we got in late in the middle of the night, but I heard Reveille this morning in honor of the Marines' 236th anniversary. They had a 5K race. I got up and I thought about going out there, and I turned around and went back to bed.
Now, what time is it there now? What time is it there now?
We're 9 hours ahead of you.
So it's evening, basically, right?
It's 4:15 right now.
Oh, good.
4:15.
That's a much better hourly. That's better hours than we have.
Why don't you describe, Tom, if you got a couple seconds, describe for the people what Camp Virginia looks like, what it's all about.
Well, we drove over from Camp Arifjan, where we're staying, to Camp Virginia today, and it took us about an hour, maybe a little longer, on some freeways in Kuwait, and then we took a right and got out in the middle of a big flat spot, called a desert, and then pretty soon I saw some dunes of sand, and when we got closer, in behind the sand dunes and all kinds of security, we found Camp Virginia. And once we got here, set up pretty nice. There's a beautiful USO tent here. There are a lot of the guys and gals, the soldiers in there using telephones and computers, getting in contact with their families back home. Major Rickard picked us up, and we went to the chow hall for lunch today. And I got to tell you, it's a lot better chow than I ever had when I was in over in Cameron Bay.
Yeah, well, things have changed a lot in terms of USO and taking care of these guys when they're deployed, right?
Guys and gals, Bob, and they're professional, and there's M4s all over the place, and I feel safe. They're pointed at somebody else.
See, that's what happens. There you go. Tom, thank you very much.
No, we're just getting settled in, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow morning. We'll have a few more soldiers from the 1st Brigade, and then, of course, Sunday morning live at 7 a.m., the Minnesota Military Radio Hour on Twin Cities News Talk, a.m. 11:30.
Thanks, Tom Lyons.
Guys, we look forward to talking to you tomorrow morning at 7, and we'll have a couple more soldiers from the Minnesota National Guard for you to chat with.
Excellent. We look forward to it. And thanks once again to the Minnesota National Guard and the Army and everybody over there. Thanks again, Tom, and all the service personnel that are deployed currently anywhere in the world. Let's get a traffic update. John Michelson standing by. Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. Good morning.